Let the good times roll with Jackie Bond on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Well, good evening, dear listener, and welcome to Let the Good Times Roll. Jackie Bond here, and this week we'll be talking about Roulette Records. Based in New York City, they were a label that had known ties to New York City mobsters, so they tell me. Anyway, I'm going to play a series of records, not all rock and roll, so don't expect Jerry Lee Lewis or Carl Perkins, that sort of thing, on this particular program as we go through the Roulette Records catalogue. Here's one that reached number one for them, Party Doll, Buddy Knox.
Well, all I want is a party doll. Come along with me when I'm feeling wild. To be ever loving, true and fair. To run her fingers through my hair. Come along and be my party doll. Come along and be my party doll. Come along and be my party doll. I'll make love to you, I'll make love to you. Well, I saw a gal walking down the street. The kind of a gal I love to meet. She had blonde hair and eyes blue. Baby, I wanna have a party with you. Come along and be my party doll. Come along and be my party doll. Come along and be my party doll. I'll make love to you, to you. I'll make love to you. Every man has gotta have a party doll. To be with him but when he's feeling wild. To be ever loving, true and fair. To run her fingers through his hair. To run her fingers through his hair. Come along and be my party doll. Come along and be my party doll. Come along and be my party doll. I'll make love to you, to you. I'll make
was the first record on the show all about Roulette Records. Buddy Knox, he was a Texan. That record reached number one. Yes, it did. In the Cashbox charts, that is. It was a million seller, of course, and it was written by Buddy Knox and a guy called Jim Burren way back in 1957. I actually saw Buddy Knox over here in the UK in 1977 when he was a member of the Sun Records show at the Rainbow Theatre in London. The headliner that day was Jack Scott, who knocked them all completely dead. Back to the story now about Roulette Records. That label was formed in 1957 by George Goldner, Joe Kolsky, Maurice Levy and Phil Carr. They gave the creative control to producers and songwriters Hugo Peretti and Luigi Creatori. And we'll be playing a record by Hugo and Luigi later on in the programme. But back to the music, this is a record that was never number one. Unbelievably, it's got a great sound to it. It's Tommy James and the Shondells, 1967, number three. That's all it got. Hope you enjoy it. Great intro, this one. Party record, oh yeah.
Here she comes now, 7 morning, morning. Well, shoot them down, turn around.
Oh,
Yeah, I think that's a super record there from Tommy James and the Shondells. Now, I mentioned right at the beginning that this label was tied up with the New York City gangs, and Maurice Levy ran the label with an iron fist. In 1958, I think it was, George Goldner subsequently bowed out of his partnership interest in Roulette, and to cover his gambling debts, sold his record labels Tico, Rama, G, and years later the great labels End and Gone to Levy, who grouped them into Roulette. Peretti and Creatori, the producers that I mentioned to you early on, they went on to be co-members of Roulette at one time, and they did a whole lot of stuff, recording and writing for people like Perry Como, the Isley Brothers, Elvis, Sam Cooke, Della Reese, and they were really, really creative. I think they were based in the Brill Building in New York. This record came out in 1957 that we're going to play to 78 RPM. Bit of shellac for you. This is Hugo and Luigi, and the song, though it doesn't sound anything like one, it's a rockabilly party. It's coming.
Hello, baby.
Hi, honey.
There's a rockabilly party Saturday night.
You gonna be there?
I got my invite.
You gonna bring your records?
Will do.
I'll bring Perry.
I'll bring Ella. We'll be swinging, 'cause I'll be bringing that Frankie fella. Ah! Don't forget that new Fats Domino too. And the latest disc by Mr. Pat Boo. Elvis,
a more sugar.
I'll bring Andy.
And some new cuts by the crew cuts will come in handy. Yada da 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 da. I can hardly wait to be with you when they dim the light at the Rockabilly Party Saturday night.
Don't forget Teresa and a big supply of Nat King Cole. Guy.
And Dinah and Sarah and Georgia too. And especially for me, bring you. I'll bring Patty.
I'll bring Haley.
We'll bring Monty and Belafonte and Pearly Bay Bailey.
Takes two to tango.
By the way, put Johnny Ray on your list.
Yeah, a little bit of effort there on Hugo and Luigi's part to bring us a rockabilly party. I should have set a quiz question before the start of their record as to how many artists that they mentioned. Quite a lot. Okay, let's move on. The Playmates were the label's first vocal group. They came from Connecticut, and this was a song that reached number 19 in January 1958. Later on in that year, they had a number 4 hit with a song called Beep Beep. Million seller. That was in November 1958. But this is the Playmates, and it's Joanne.
Joanne. Why I can't forget her, the girl with the name
So it was that during the late 50s, Roulette had quite a few hits by guys like Buddy Knox, the Playmates, Ronnie Hawkins, the Delicates, and they also released albums by some class acts like Pearl Bailey, Dinah Washington and Count Basie, and we might be playing some of those later on in the programme. But this is the record, the first record that I ever bought when I was a young toddler. It came out on the Columbia label here in the United Kingdom. It's by Jimmy Rogers, big teenage idol he was at the time, and the song is Woman from Liberia. You're listening to Jackie Bond. We let the good times roll. It's all about the Roulette label here on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Water, water. Oh, 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 she gave me water and it was not from the well. I met a woman from Liberia, oh well, and she gave me that a cool, cool water well. Oh, 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 she gave me water and it was not from the well, well, oh well. I met me a woman from Liberia, and she gave me that a cool, cool water well. Oh, 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 she gave me water and it was not from the well, well, oh well. I asked this woman from Liberia, where did you get that a cool, cool water well? Oh, oh, where'd you get the water that was not from the well, well, oh well. I got it from the mountains and mountains so high, and I got it from the river, now the river is dry, oh well. Oh, oh, cool, cool water, and it was not from the well, well, oh well. I got it from the mountains and I got it from the sea, now the good Lord gave this water to me, oh well. Oh, cool, cool water, and it was not from the well, well, oh well. I got it from the mountains and the sea, now the good Lord gave this water to me, oh well. Oh, cool, cool water, and it was not from the well, well, oh well. I got it from the rain that fell from the sky, and I got it from the bubble in a brook nearby, oh well. Oh, cool, cool water, and it was not from the well, well, oh well. I got it from the rain that fell from the sky, and I got it from the bubble in a brook nearby, oh well. Oh, cool, cool water, and it was not from the well, well, oh well. I asked this woman from Liberia, where did you get that cool, cool water well? Oh, where'd you get the water that was not from the well, well, well? I asked this woman from Liberia, where'd you get that cool, cool water well? Oh, where'd you get the water that was not from the well, 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 it was not from the well, 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 it was not from the well. Water, water,
water.
Now, some sources say that the Roulette label was the front business for the Genovese crime family, and Tommy James estimated that the label kept up to $40 million of the group's royalties, but they afforded the artists on Roulette total artistic freedom, whereas another label would have tampered with its formula and might even have dropped the group early on. In 1989, the label was acquired by Rhino and EMI label, and then I'll tell you what happened to the money after that. But first, here's a record made famous by Thurston Harris. It's Little Bitty Pretty One, Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers. Remember them?
Wow, 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 wow.
Yeah, a little bitty pretty one there from Frankie Lymon and the Teenagers. You remember them, of course, for Why Do Fools Fall in Love and I'm Not a Juvenile Delinquent. Well, I might have been, but we won't talk about that right now. Now, the label put out lots of stuff. Rock and roll, rockabilly, real sort of novelty records, Northern Soul, quite a bit of Northern Soul. And I'm going to play a Northern Soul record now, and we'll play a few more later in the programme. But if you really are into Northern Soul, then I encourage you to tune in on Tuesday night on this station, Cambridge 105 Radio, to the Tony Della Northern Soul programme, where you will hear 2 hours on a Tuesday night, 7 o'clock, from 7 o'clock, to some great, super, duper Northern Soul. Well, I'm going to play one or two now. This is a great song. It's Chuck Wood, and it's 7 days too long. That sound. That's the Northern Soul sound.
First time I called you, girl, they say you wasn't home. And the second time I tried it, they say you want to be left alone. We had a lover's quarrel, yes we did, like all lovers do. I'm ready to make up. It's all up to you now.
'Cause 7 days was too long without you, baby. Come on back to me now.
7 days is too long, girl, without you, baby.
Come on back to me.
I refuse to break up. A danger sign, you know. It's written on your face. Just as well as mine.
'Cause 7 days is too long, girl, without you.
Chuck Wood there, and 7 days are too long. Now, as I was telling you earlier on, I don't want to keep you in suspenders too much time. Following the 1989 acquisition of Roulette by Rhino and EMI, those labels started issuing large royalty checks to former Roulette artists. And Tommy James recalled that his checks were in amounts of 6 to 7 figures. Can you believe that? And Roulette was notorious for not paying royalties to its artists, who had to rely on concerts and personal appearances for their income. Right, here's one of the novelty records I was talking about. Do you remember that song, Leader of the Pack? Right, this is a parody of it. It's by a group called The Detergents. Reached number 19, would you believe, in 1964. That must have been in America. Leader of the Laundromat.
Is he really going out with her?
I don't know.
Look, here he comes now. Let's ask him.
Hey, Murray, is it true Betty's wearing your ring?
Mm-hmm. Who's that banging on the piano?
I don't know.
You going out with her tonight?
You bet your fur.
By the way,
where'd you meet her?
I met her one day at the laundromat.
Why don't you turn around and smile at me? You get the picture?
Yes, we see. And that's when I fell in love with the leader of the laundromat.
My folks were always putting her down.
Down, down.
Because our laundry came back brown.
Brown, brown.
hang it.
My dad said, find a laundry that's new.
Find a laundry that's new.
How can I tell my baby we're through?
Tell my baby we're through.
Gonna drive right into town. I don't care if my shirt's off.
I finally got there. I told her it was all over between us. I'll never forget the hurt, the funny look in her eye. She grabbed my laundry and ran into the street, directly into the path of a runaway garbage truck. I yelled, watch out, watch out, watch out, watch out! Dang it.
What do you think of that one? Leader of the laundromat by the detergents. Yeah, a bit soapy, I thought. Okay, now then, what's this?
Cambridge 105 Radio.
And that's who we are. My name's Jackie Bond, playing you some records from the Roulette label. And they put out Rockabilly as well. Here's Jimmy Lloyd. He's got a rocket in his pocket.
I got a rocket in my pocket and a roll in my wall. Oh, baby, don't fuzz me with a North 40 tone. There ain't nothing you can tell me I don't already know. I got a rocket in my pocket and I'm ready to go. Let's go someplace so we can rock the fit. I got a rocket in my pocket and the fuse is lit. Make my bad blood boil. I didn't come here to listen, so cut the scene. I got a rocket in my pocket and a rolling jean. And let's go someplace so we can rock the beat. I got a rocket in my pocket and the fuse lit.
Now, as I mentioned earlier, Roulette, we're not exclusively a rock and roll label. That's why you're getting a mixture of all sorts of music tonight. As I said, they play, you know, rock, or they release rock and roll, rockabilly, pop, a lot of pop, disco, one or two, northern soul, one or two, soul music and novelty records. Quite a few of those ones. Here's a bit of disco for you. Get you up on your feet. The song is by a group called Ecstasy, Passion and Pain. Or their real names, Eric, Barbara and Ivor. Bit of 1970 disco sound. I wouldn't give you up. Well, that was a bit of disco, and this is a bit of pop coming up. 1960, this was a top five record. It came out written and sung by Joe Jones. You talk too much. I hope I don't.
You talk too much, you worry me to death. You talk too much, you even worry my pet. You just talk, talk too much. You talk about people that you don't know. You talk about people wherever you go. You just talk, talk too much. You talk about people that you never seen. You talk about people, you can make me scream. You just talk, talk.
even worry, my pet. You just talk, talk too much. You talk about people that you don't know. You talk about people wherever you go. You just talk, talk too much. You talk about people that you never seen. You talk about people you can make me scream. You just talk, talk too much.
Yep, you talk too much from Joe Jones. And this next one I'm going to bring out from the Golden Oldie Roulette bag is by one of my heroes, Ronnie Hawkins. Now, I saw Ronnie Hawkins in the UK in 1981, 1982. He was recording a live album at a club in North London. Absolute dynamite. Absolutely. Here's one that he did. We all love this. Ronnie Hawkins and 40 Days.
I'm gonna give you 40 days to get back home. I done called up a gypsy woman on the telephone. I'm gonna send out a worldwide hoodoo that'll be the very thing that'll suit you. I'm gonna say she'll be back home in 40 days. Woo! 40 days. Woo! 40 days. I'm gonna send a she'll be back home in 40 days. I'm gonna send out a worldwide hoodoo that'll be the very thing that'll suit you. I'm gonna send a she'll be back home in 40 days. Judge in a private early this morning. Yeah, they took me to the sheriff's office to sign a warning. They're gonna throw a cross charge again. That'll be the very thing that'll send you. I'm gonna say that she'll be back home in 40 days. Woo! 40 days. Woo! 40 days. I'm gonna say that she'll be back home in 40 days. I'm gonna send out a worldwide hoodoo that'll be the very thing that'll suit you. I'm gonna say that she'll be back home in 40 days.
Yeah, the late great Ronnie Hawkins there with 40 Days. I don't know who the piano player is on that particular record, but when I saw him, he had a guy who'd been with Ronnie for well over 25 years, as Ronnie said, when he wasn't in prison, and that was Stan Celeste. Okay, here's a novelty record again put out on Roulette. This is by a girl who was married to Phil Kahl, K-A-H-L, one of the original co-owners of Roulette. In 1957, this was released or escaped. She was an actress, and she was in the film Mr. Rock and Roll, the film that was produced by Alan Freed. It's by a girl called Shay Cogan, and it's Doodle Doodle Doo. Get on, baby.
If
Okay, here's a bit of Hot Souls by a lady called Anne Cole. She was the original performer of the song Got My Mojo Working, one of the great R&B's soul and blues singers. Anne Cole and Don't Stop the Wedding.
Don't stop the wedding. Let us be happy too. Just can't face the facts, baby. That he is happy here without you. You know, you don't really, really love him. No, 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 no. You're just defending a selfish pride. When you had him, you didn't want him. And now you're sorry deep down inside. You left him, or you left him here with somebody new, baby. You hurt him so bad. What if you let me?
Soul lady there, Anne Cole. Now, as I said, the records release on Roulette were really diverse, and we're going to go back to 1963 now. This is by a group called the Essex, and they were all active members of the United States Marine Corps when they recorded it. I believe it was actually, I think it was number one in the States and number 41 over here. I don't actually remember this song. It's called Easier Said Than Done, The Essex.
My friends all tell me, go to him, run to him, say sweet nothing things to him and tell him
he's the one.
Deep in my heart, I know it, but it's so hard to show it, cause it's
easier said than done.
Buddies tell me, fly to him, sigh to him, tell him I will die for him, and tell him
he's the one.
Although he gives me a feeling that sets my heart a reeling, yet it's
easier said than done.
Essex there, and easier said than done. This next young lady is a, she was singer called Georgia Gibbs, a real sort of band singer she was, but she was famous for doing covers of songs like Tweedledee, Dance With Me Henry, many others that had originally been recorded by black singers, and she was white. But Georgia Gibbs made a great living out of it. In 1958, this song reached number 32 for her, and it's called The Hula Hoop Song. Get out your hula hoops. Go on.
Hula hoop, hula hoop. Everyone is playing with the hula hoop. Look at them spin, trying to win. Anyone can play from 3 to 110.
Hula, hula, hula.
Oh, what fun to see them run and to see them sway.
Hula hoop.
Slipping away.
Hula hoop.
Now if they rock when they should sway, it would fall to the ground.
Hula hoop.
Then again, once again, the hoop spins around and round.
Hula, hula, hula.
Hula hoop, hula hoop. Everyone is playing with the hula hoop. Look at them spin, trying to win. Anyone can play from 3 to 110.
Yeah, the Hula Hoop song there from Georgia Gibbs. And let's sum up Roulette Records. As I said, one of the marvellous independent labels of its time. Founded in 1957. They were taken over by EMI between 1989 and 2013. And I believe they are now run by the Warner Music Group, Roulette Records of New York. This next one that we've got for you is by a group called the Heartbeats. Now, they had super songs like Daddy's Home and A Thousand Miles Away. This song was written by James Shepherd, he of Shep and the Limelights, and the song is One Day Next Year.
One day next year, one day next year, one day next year.
One day next year. I'm longing to kiss and hold you tight, darling. I dream of you every night. Please wait for me. I hope you'll be there. Please say you care.
Yeah, one day next year. Almost there for Del Boy, that one. Right, this is her song. This is really, really rare. Probably could be our last song. It's by a group called the Cashaliers. It's a piece of Northern Soul. As I said, don't forget you can catch the Tony Della show here every Tuesday night between 7 and 9, Cambridge 105 Radio. Now that's a whole lot of 2 hours great Northern Soul stuff. But this one came out in 1967. They tell me it's rare. It's on the Pi label over here. And the song is called Dance, Dance, Dance by the Cashaliers. That's it, folks. I've got to go. The show's been another Good Times Roll. My name's Jackie Bond. See you in 2 weeks' time. Be good, everyone. Ciao.